These are shlokas glorifying Sri Nam Prabhu. The first shloka is spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Benares when he's preaching to Prakashananda Saraswati. He was preaching about the glories of the holy name. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described how Krishna's holy name is the only means of deliverance for the souls in this age of Kali. And he quoted a verse from Brihad Naradiya Puran, chapter 38, verse 126. Harinam, harinam, harinam eva kevalam, kolo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own verse spoken in Shikshastakam in his Gambhir Leela at the end of his Manifest Pastimes, chapter 20, Anti Leela, verse 16. Mahaprabhu describes the unlimited power in the holy names of the Lord. Now the holy names bestow all auspiciousness upon everyone. And one can tap the unlimited power of the Lord in the holy names. Nam nam akari bahuda nijasarva shaktis tatarpita niyamata smaranena kala etadrashita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdevam midrisham ihajni nanuraga. O Bhagavan, your holy names bestow all auspiciousness upon the living entities. For their benefit, you are eternally manifest as your innumerable names such as Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, Mukunda, Krishna, Ram, and Narayan. You have invested all your potencies in those names out of your causeless mercy. There are not any restrictions on remembering your holy names. Your holy names can be chanted and remembered at any time of the day or night. This is the wonderful arrangement that you have provided. O Prabhu, you have such causeless mercy upon the jivas. Nevertheless, due to my nama parad, durdevam, I am so unfortunate that no attachment for your holy name, which is so easily accessible and which bestows all good fortune, has awakened within me. And this is a very important verse from Padma Puran, which is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's one of the most important verses to memorize about the holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto Binatvan Namanamino. The holy name is transcendental, a wish-fulfilling gem, for there is no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna himself, Nam and Nami. The name of Paramananda Swarup Sri Krishna is the bestower of the supreme goal. This name is the very form of transcendental mellows, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna's holy name is completely pure, Purna Shuddho, eternally liberated, Nityamukto, and beyond any connection with Maya. In this regard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Harinam Chintamani, the sublime form of Sri Krishna is identical to his holy name. Remembering and chanting Krishna's holy name immediately brings the beautiful form of the Lord into the mind, and both dance there harmoniously as inseparable partners. the name and Krishna's form. This is from Adi Lila, chapter 17, verse 22 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Describes how in the age of Kali, Krishna has personally appeared and descended and incarnate in the form of his holy names. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishnavatar Nama Hoite Hoya Sarva Jagat Nistar Nam Vinu Kali Kali Nahiara Dharma Sarva Mantra Saranam E Shastra Marma. In this age of Kali, Lord Sri Krishna has descended as the incarnation of his holy names. Through Sri Nam, the entire world can be delivered from material bondage. Sarva Jagat Nistar. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all mantras, Sarva Mantra Sar, and the purport of all scriptures. It's another famous verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, originating from Padma Puran, how the transcendental holy name can only be perceived through the agency of seva, and that service begins with chanting by engaging the tongue. Atasri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayamindraye Sevanmukehi Jivado Swayameva Spuratyada. The material senses of the human being cannot perceive Sri Harinam because Sri Nam is a transcendental sound. But Sri Nam will appear by itself within the purified senses, beginning with the tongue of the sadhaka whose heart is absorbed in the desire to serve the Lord. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 3, verse 22. Explains that bhakti yoga is best performed by Nam Sankirtan. Etavan eva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahanadibi. Bhagavan, or bhakti yoga to Krishna, performed through the means of Nam Sankirtan, is called bhakti yoga. This alone is the supreme dharma for all human beings. Pumsam dharma parasmita. This is a verse which describes that the holy name is the essence of the Vedas, written by Rupa Goswami and Krishna Namashtakam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says that one should recite this verse to become free from any offenses incurred against the holy name of the Lord. Nakila Shuti Moli Rama Malha Dyuti Nirajita Parapanka Janta Ayi Muktakuler Upasyamanam Paritas Tamhari Namasam Shrayami. This is a famous verse from 12th canto Bhagavatam, chapter 3, verse 52, describing the means of perfection in the different ages and how in Kali Yuga, Hari Kirtan is a prescribed means to attain perfection in spiritual pursuit. Krite yadyayato vishnum, tretayam yajato make, Tapare paricharyayam kalota dhari kirtanat. Whatever result was obtained in Satyuga by meditating on Vishnu, Vishnu Dhyan, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifice, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. This is describing the difference between Gopal Mantra and other Gayatri Mantras and the holy name of Krishna, the Mahamantra. Madhi Lila, chapter 7, verse 73 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna mantra haite habe samsara mochan. Krishna nama haite pabe Krishna racharan. Simply by chanting the Krishna mantra, or Gopal mantra, 18 syllable, one can obtain freedom from material existence, samsara mochan. Thereafter, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Nam, the Mahamantra, one will attain the lotus feet of Krishna and Krishna Prema. This is a verse quoted in Lagva Bhagavatamrita by Rupa Goswami from Skanda Puran, describing the immense benefit of Harinam as compared to any type of other fruitive activities. Of course, chanting is not a fruitive activity, it is a totally spiritual activity. The idea of Rupa Goswami including this verse is to show the supreme efficacy of chanting the holy name, and that by chanting Krishna's transcendental names, we will accomplish everything. He need not engage in any other secondary activities, such as those listed here. Gokotidanam grahane khagasya priyaga gangotaka kalpavastaha yagyayutam meru suvarnadanam govinda kirtir nasamam shatamshe. One may give 10 million cows in charity on the day of a solar eclipse, or one may reside in Prayag at Kumbh Mela on the bank of the Ganga for one kalpa, or one may perform 10,000 yajñas and give charity in as a mountain of gold as high as Mount Sumeru, but all of these activities cannot compare even 1/100th particle of the benefit obtained by chanting Sri Govinda's names. This is from Shatanam Stotra, showing the value of Vishnu's name, Ram's name. Vishnurekaikam namapi sarvavidarikam matam tadrik namasahasrena rama namasamam smritam. Chanting one name of Vishnu gives more benefit than studying all the Vedas, and chanting one name of Brahm is equal to chanting Vishnu Sahasranam, the thousand names of Vishnu. And in Padma Puran, Lord Shiva tells his wife Durga, Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Manorame Sahasranabis Tulyam Rama Nama Varanane. O lovely faced woman, I chant the holy name of Ram 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 and thus enjoy this beautiful sound. The holy name of Ram is equal to 1,000 holy names of Lord Vishnu. This is from Brahmanda Puran, quoted in Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 9, verse 33. Sahasranamnam punyanam chiravritya tu yatphalam ikavritya tu krishnasya namaikam tat prayachati. The pious results from chanting Vishnu Sahasranam 3 times can be attained by simply uttering the holy name of Krishna 1 time. This is from Krama Deepika. Krishna tells Chandradev that the name of Radharani is far superior to his name. Mama nama shatenaiva radhanama saruttamam yaksmaret tu sadaradam najane tasikim phalam. The name of Sri Radha is superior to hundreds of my names. Even I cannot calculate the result achieved by constantly remembering the name of Radha. This is from Brihad Vishnu Puran. Namnosti yavati shakti papa niharane hare tavat kartam na shaknoti patakam pataki jana. The name of Sri Hari possesses such potency to destroy sins that it can counteract more sins than even the most sinful person is able to commit. Vidagdha Madhav, Rupa Goswami explains the mood of a pure devotee. And when Srila Haridas Thakur heard this shloka, he jumped up laughing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Tunde Tandavani Ratim Piranute Tandavali Labde. Karna krodha kadambini gatayate karnabhudebhya spriham cheta prangana sangeni vijayate sravindriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyadbir amrite krishneti varadvayi. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When the holy name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam is explained how Vishuddha Bhakti is principally accomplished by Nam Sankirtan. Param Srimat Padambojam Sada Sangatyapekshaya Nama Sankirtana Prayam Vishuddham Bhaktamachara. Part 2, Chapter 3, Verse 1, 4, 4. O Gopukumar, if you desire to have the eternal association of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, then you should perform pure devotional service in which Sankirtan is the primary activity. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Lila 14, verse 143. Sadya Sarana Tattva Jai Kichu Sakala Harinama Sankirtane Milibe Sakala. That congregational chanting Harinam Sankirtan of Krishna's holy names, one can achieve everything, including the goal of life, sadhya, and the process for attaining it, sadhya, or sadhana. Love of Krishna is the sadhya, or goal of life, and congregational chanting of Krishna's holy names is a sadhana to achieve that goal. Any questions that may arise in regard to sadhana or sadhya can be resolved only by chanting the names of Krishna. This is a verse from Namashtikam. Explains how the holy name cleanses the mirror of the heart, anartha nivritti. Sudit ashrita janarti rasaye ramyak chitgana sukha sarupane namagokula mahotsavaya te krishna purna vapushe namo namaha. O holy name, destroyer of the numerous sufferings of those who have taken shelter of you, O embodiment of delightful bliss, O great festival for the residents of Gokul, the gopis, gopas, the cows, calves, and all their life forms of Braj, O all-pervading one, O Krishnanam, O Krishnanam, time and again I offer respects to you, who are the complete form of Krishna. It's from Skanda Puran. Madura Maduram Etan Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nigamavali Satfalam Chitsarupam Sakridapi Parigitam Shradaya Hilaya Va Mbrigavara Naramatram Tarayet Krishnanama. It's also quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 11. Verse 2:34. Krishna Nam is the sweetest of the sweet and the most auspicious of all that is auspicious. It is the flourishing creeper and eternally ripened fruit of all the Vedas. Krishna Nam is the embodiment of divine knowledge, Chit Shakti. If someone chants the holy name only once, with faith or even contempt, or disregard, or mocking, he is immediately delivered from this ocean of birth and death. It's from Padma Puran. Sakrit ucharitam jena harir ityaksharam dvayam baddha parikarastena mokshaya gamanam prati. A person who even once chants the two syllables ha and ri easily attains liberation. Simguruda Puran, Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11.441. Yadichyasi param jnanam, jnanad yat paramam param, tadadarena rajendra, kuru govinda kirtanam. If you desire to obtain the topmost knowledge, and the supreme goal of that knowledge, prema bhakti. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 12, canto 12, verse 48. Sankirtyamano bhagavan ananta shutana bhavo vyasanam hipamsam pravishyachittam virunotyashesham itatamarko Brahmivati Vata. Bhagavan Sri Hari himself enters the heart of a devotee who describes his name, form, qualities, pastimes, or hears his glories, and the Supreme Lord destroys all the darkness of sins present within the heart. The Lord enters the heart and destroys Ajiva's offenses, impediments, duplicity, and material desires, just as the sun drives away darkness or as a powerful wind scatters the clouds. Thus, the Lord cleanses the mirror-like hearts of those who take shelter of Krishna's holy name. And very quickly, such living entities attain their pure transcendental forms. This is from Stavamala, 21.2 by Rupa Goswami. Jayanamadeya Muni Vrindageya Janaranjanaya Paramak Kshara-krite tvam anadarat api marag udiritam nikilo gro tapa patalim vilumpasi. O Harinam, the great munis and rishis constantly chant your glories. To delight the devotees, you have appeared in the form of transcendental syllables, Parama Akshara. All victory unto you. May your excellence forever be splendidly manifest, and may you display your excellence to everyone. O Nam Prabhu, your name is so wonderful that even if it is uttered only once, or even without respect, to indicate something else, jokingly and so forth, it nullifies a vast number of terrible sins and even sinful thoughts. O Holy Name, make me surrender to you without fail, and by my remembrance of your power, purify me, because I proclaim your glories. These are some examples of the Mahamantra in the Shastra. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 23, verse 76 through 78. Spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhu Kahi Kahi Lama, E Maha Mantra, Iha Japa Gya Sabe, Kariya Nirbanda. Iha Ete Sarva Siddhi, Hoibe Sabhar, Sarvakshana Balayite, Vidhi Nahiyar. Mahaprabhu said, I have spoken this Mahamantra. Now all of you return home and perform japa and kirtan of Sri Nam with great love and faith, keeping track of the number of rounds you chant. By this practice, all types of perfection will arise for everyone. Chant at every moment. Other than this, there are no rules and regulations regarding the performance of Harinam. This is from the Kali Santarana Upanishad. Brahma teaching Narada Muni. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Sudashakam Namnam Kali Kalmasha Nashanam Natak Prataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. By chanting the 16 words of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all of the contamination and degrading qualities of the age of Kali are destroyed. If one searches throughout the Vedic literature, one cannot find a sadhana for this age as sublime as chanting of the holy name. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi 24, 147. Sadite, sadite jabe, preman kura habe, sadya sarana tatva janiba se tabe. By regularly chanting the Mahamantra without interruption, the seed of prem will sprout in your heart. Then you will understand the goal of life and the process for achieving it. This is quoted in Bhajan Rahasyam by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, chapter 1, verse 34. This description the meaning of the holy name. Vigyapya Bhagavat Tattvam Chidgana Nandavigraham Haratya Vidyam Tatkaryam Ato Haririti Smita Harati Sri Krishnamana Krishna Lada Sarupini Ato Haritini Naiva Sri Radha Parikirtita Anandaika Sukha Swami Shama Kamalochana Gokula Nandano Nanda Nandana Krishna Iriyate Vaidagdi Sarasaravaswam Murti Lila Vidaivatam Radhikam Ramyan Nityam Rama Ityabhidiyate. Sri Krishna is the personification of condensed eternity, knowledge and bliss, Satchidananda, Vigram. Krishna is an ocean of compassion. To prove this, he has appeared on earth in the form of his name for the benefit of all living entities. This form of Hari is performing the task of removing ignorance. Therefore, those who affectionately chant Hari Nam are saved from the illusory world created by ignorance. Sri Radha is the essence of the Ladini Shakti. And Radha is always giving supreme pleasure to Swayam Bhagavan Sri Sham. Radha steals away the mind of Paramapurusha Sri Krishna with her sweet form and qualities, and by her unlimited service, which is filled with Mahabhav. Therefore, one of Radha's names is Hara, which becomes Hare in the Mahamantra, refers to Radha. The devotee who is exclusively intent on serving the divine couple accepts Radha and Krishna as the only meaning of Hare Krishna. Sri Radha is a personification of bliss, Ananda Sarupini. Lotus-eyed Shamsundar is her eternal beloved, Pranavallabh. Krishna is always intent on pleasing Sri Radha, but nevertheless, he ever remains indebted to Radha. The source of the great festival of bliss of Gokul, Nanda Nandan, is a supremely attractive attractor. Therefore, he is named Krishna. Even though Krishna always tastes happiness in Sri Radha's association, Krishna always remains eager for it. He is called Radharaman because he, Lileshvara, the personification and essence of all Vaidagya, cleverness in amorous pastimes, is always with Sri Radha, playing Ramana inside and outside her heart. This Radharaman, Sri Krishna, is called Ram in the Mahamantra. It should be understood that Hare Krishna, the Mahamantra, means Radha Krishna Yugal, the intimate, loving, divine couple. While chanting japa or kirtan, one should continuously remember the pastimes of Sri Radha Krishna Yugal. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it describes the method of perfecting one's chanting of Sri Nam. Mana samharanam shocham, monam mantrartha chintanam, avyagratvam anirvedo, japa sampatihetava. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be one-pointed and give up talking about mundane topics. With a pure heart, one should think about the meaning of the holy name and be steadfast and patient in his chanting and remembering of the holy name. So it explains here, mana samharanam. While chanting the holy name, one should fix the mind on the name of the Lord and remember pastimes connected with that name. Although the mind generally wanders to different subject matters, one can control the mind by renunciation and practice. Mana samharanam. Shocham. This means that the sadhaka should be very clean and keep his mind internally clean by Harinam. The mind can remain clean by controlling the six enemies, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, mada. And when the mind is clean, it will not be attracted to anything other than Krishna. Mana samharanam shocham, monam mantrartha chintanam. Mon means the vow of silence, but Srila Prabhupada means true silence means to only talk about Krishna and reject anything unrelated to Krishna. And while chanting the holy name, one should maintain silence and not talk of anything. Avyagrata. Avyagrata means that the mind should be peaceful, undisturbed. The mind should not be restless and unsteady. Anirved. Mona mantrartha chintanam. Anirved. One should not become discouraged by moving slowly in his endeavor to attain the desired goal. One should chant with patience. Now this concept, mantra artha chintanam. Chintanam, one should consider, think over, artha, the meaning or value of the mantra. Nam artha chintanam. So what we should think about is remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna's meeting, Milan and separation, Vipralamba. There are five ways or five aspects that one should practice while chanting holy name. One, one should know the meaning, the Ishtadevata. The sadhaka should know the meaning of the mantra and remember the qualities and pastimes of the predominating deity of the mantra devata, and his own specific relationship with, in this case, Radha and Krishna, because they are the predominating deities of the Maha Mantra, the Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra. So Ishtadevata. Two, the second part of mantrartha chintana, or namartha chintana, nyas. Nyas means to have the conviction and belief that the deity of the Maha Mantra, Radha and Krishna, are my soul protectors. Prapati. So prapati means to surrender and shelter, to take shelter of the mantra devata as the exclusive maintainer of my life. This is prapati, that the holy name of the Lord, the Maha Mantra, Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra, is everything. And this mantra is non-different from Radha Krishna. And the Radha Krishna that I'm calling out in this mantra, addressing and encompasses both all the internal and external reality. Four, Sharanagati. The resolution or the feeling that I surrender my life and soul to the deity of the mantra. I surrender my life and soul to Radha and Krishna. I surrender my life and soul to the Maha Mantra. Five, Atmanivedan, dedicating one's complete self. Whatever I have, my body, mind, words, it belongs to Krishna. It is not mine. I am not mine either. I exist only for Krishna's pleasure, or Krishna may use me in his service and expand his pastimes. In Bhajan Rahasyam, these five limbs are said to be the quickest means to attain perfection in chanting of mantras. Chinarapi suni chena, turarapi sahishuna, amanina manidena, kirtaniya sadahari, urdva bahu kari kahun, shuna sarva loka, namasutri ganti para kanti e shloka, prabhu agya kara e shloka cha charan, avashyapai vetabe shri krishna charan. Considering oneself to be even lower and more worthless and insignificant than grass that has been trampled beneath everyone's feet, being more tolerant than a tree, being prideless and offering respect to everyone according to their respective positions, one should continually chant the holy name. Raising my hands, I declare, everyone please hear me, said Mahaprabhu. One should continue to remember this verse by stringing this shloka on the thread of the holy name and wear it around your neck. This is from Dhyan Chandra's Padati. He talks about how the mantra should enter one's heart. Mano madhyesthito mantro, mantra madhyesthitam mana, mano mantro samayuktam etadhi japalakshanam. The mantra should be first situated in the core of the devotee's mind, and the mind should be firmly situated in the heart of the mantra. When one's mind is devotionally absorbed in the mantra, in a state of equilibrium, that is a symptom of real japa. Comment. Srinam establishes one's heart connection with Sri Guru. Before chanting the holy name, one should invoke the presence of his spiritual master. One should think that he's chanting the presence of the Guru. This is described in the art of chanting. The Guru is sitting in front of me, observing me. Whereas sometimes we play Srila Prabhupada's japa tape, where he's chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And we're chanting, and we may become a little lazy or start to slouch over or slump in our chair. We get a little lazy, and then suddenly Prabhupada says, sit properly! And we feel, oh yes, Prabhupada is watching me. Prabhupada is sitting here chanting. He's observing me. I must sit properly. Nam Gane Sadaruchi. To constantly chant the name of Hari with the faith that Sri Nam Bhajan is the topmost form of bhajan is called Nam Gane Sadaruchi. Taste in chanting the holy name. Nyan Yachite Bhagavati Swamano Na Sajan. Namani tadrati karani patet vilajaha. This is from Bhagavat Nama Kamodi. If your mind is not absorbed in the name of Sri Bhagavan, Achyuta, then day and night without shyness, chant those principal names that are endowed with vrati, such as Radharaman, Brajavallabha, and Gopijanavallabha. These names will endow the chanter with that rati. Minimize sleep, eat moderately, and proceed on the path of spiritual truth with a peaceful mind and a disregard for worldly things. This is the mantra from Sri Brihad Bhagavatamritam given to Gopu Kumar by his guru. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Balavi Jivana Radhikesha. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda he nanda kishora krishna Asri yashoda tanaya prasida Shibala vijivana radikesha Sri Krishna gopala hare mukunda Govinda he nanda kishora krishna Asri yashoda tanaya prasida Shibala vijivana radikesha O Sri Krishna gopala hare Mukunda Govinda, O Nanda Nandan, O Nanda Kish, O son of Nanda, Nanda Kishore, Krishna, O Yashoda, son of Yashoda, life of the gopis, O Lord of Radhika, Sri Balavi Jivana Radhikesha, may you be pleased with me. Auntie Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 3, verse 257. Mukti hetu gataraka haya ramanam Krishna nama paraka hanakare premadan. The holy name of Ram, Taraka nam, bestows liberation and transports one to the other side of the ocean of nations. But the holy name of Krishna, Parakanam, bestows the wealth of Krishna Prem. This is a verse by Haridas Thakur explaining how one should be determined, despite all obstacles, to chant the holy name of Krishna. Kanda kanda haya deya jaya jari pran. Tabu ami barane na chari hari nam. You can, even if you cut my body to pieces and my life air exits my body, I will never stop chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is from Vaishvanara Samhita. Madesha kala niyamo na shocha shocha nirnaya param sand kirtanadeva rama rameti muchate. And chanting the holy name, there is no rule concerning place and time, nor regarding cleanliness or uncleanliness. By repeating the name Ram, or in other words, by performing Sankirtan of the Mahamantra, the topmost liberation, Prema Bhakti, is obtained. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Verse 38 and 39. Mamahamati dehado hitvan mityartha dir matim dasye mano bhagavati shudam tat kirtanadi bi iti jata sunirveda shana sangena sadushu gangadwaram upeyaya mukta sarvano bandhanaha.
Ajamil said,
simply because I chanted the holy name of the Lord in the association of pure devotees, my heart is now becoming purified. Therefore, I shall not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification, now that I have become fixed in the absolute truth. Henceforward, I shall not identify myself with the body. I shall give up false conceptions of I and mine, and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Because of a moment's association with pure devotees, Vishnudutas, Ajamil detached himself from material conception of life with determination. Thus freed from all material attraction, he immediately started for Haridwar, Gangadwaram, Haridwar. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer, Sharanagati. Krishna namadari kattabala visheva sanala vasan anale morachitta sarajwale ravitapta maru bhumisama karna randra patadiya ridimaje praveshiya varishoya shuranupam. How much power is there in Krishna nam? The desire for mortal things cannot satisfy me because by nature they are death-producing. Not one or two, but thousands of such death-producing desires have taken shelter in my mind. As a result, my subconscious region is always burning. This is my internal mental condition. By the grace of Sadhu and Guru, the holy name of Krishna, with its infinite prospect, is entered through the holes of my ears and reached the plane of my heart. There, with some peculiar hope, with infinite auspicious possibilities, the holy name has touched my heart with a new kind of nectar. Sakrit eva parigitam shradaya helayava mrigavaranaro matram tarayet krishnanama. O best of the Bhrigu dynasty, if one even once chants the holy name of Lord Krishna, either with faith or contempt, the holy name will liberate that chanter from material bondage. Paul Govindaram. Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putra Pari Putra Pacharitam Ajame Lopi Agadama Kimuta Shadaya Grinan. While dying, Ajamil chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayan. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? This is a definition of aparad. Mahajanavakya. Avagatarado yasmat iti aparada. Any act or emotion which hinders the flow of love and affection, or any activity which causes Krishna to withdraw his affection and protection, or any activity performed with an envious mood, is aparad. Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Bhagavat, 22.5.4. Shulapani Samajari Vaishnavere Ninde Tarapiya Nasha Jaya Kahe Shastra Brinde Ihana Mani Jaye Sujana Nindakare Janme Janme Se Papishta Devadoshe Mare. The conclusion of all revealed scriptures is that one who blasphemes a devotee is doomed. Everything is torn to pieces by the powerful trident of the offender's sinful reactions. A sinful person who disregards this principle and insults great souls will suffer birth after birth for his offense. Krishna nama kare aparadera vichar Krishna balile aparadera nahaya vikar. One should consider the offenses while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If the holy name is chanted with offenses, one will not experience any change of the heart. Bahu janma kare jade shravana kirtan tabuta napaya krishna pade prema dan. CC 8.24. If one's heart is infested with the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name, despite his endeavor to chant for many births, bahu janma, he will not get Krishna prema, which is the ultimate goal of this chanting. Premadan, love of God. He will not attain the feet of Krishna and the wealth of love. And this is the result of proper chanting. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 8, verse 26 and 28. Eka Krishna Namekari, Sarva Papa Nash, Primera Karana Bhakti, Karina Prakash, Anayase Bhavakshaya, Krishna Sevan, Eka Krishna Namera Fale, Payetadan. Simply chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses vanquishes all sinful activities. Thus pure devotional service, which is the cause of love of Godhead, becomes manifest. As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one pure name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. Chaitanya Nityanande Naye Sava Vichar Namalaile Premadeya Vahayashudar. If one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he feels the ecstasy of love of God, and tears flow from his eyes. Jai Chaitanya Nittai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya Nittai. Goranama Nalaya Jai Krishna Bhajagiya Se Krishna Bahu Kale Pai. Goranama Laya Jai Sadya Krishna Paya Se Aparada Nahi Rahai Tai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Navadvita Mahatmyam, one who does not utter the names of Gora, yet worships Krishna and sings his names, attains Krishna's shelter only after long time. However, one who utters Gora's names at once attains Sri Krishna, and offenses do not remain in his heart. Gauranga Dutipat. 12th Canto of Bhagavatam, Chapter 3, verse 51. Kaler dosha nade rajan asti yeko mahaganan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajit. Although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, kaler dosha nade, there is still one redeeming quality of this age, eko mahagun. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna Kirtan, one can become free from material bondage and go to the transcendental abode, Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. And this is from 1st Canto Bhagavatam, Chapter 1, Verse 14. Apana Samsritim Goram Yannama Vivasho Grinan Tata Sadhya Vimuchyeta Yadribeti Swayambayam. Living beings who are entangled in the terrible meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam ridyeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. O Narada Muni, I do not dwell in Vaikuntha, nor am I in the hearts of the yogis. I reside where my devotees glorify my names, forms, qualities, and transcendental pastimes. Matkata vachakam nityam, matkata shavane ratam. Matkata priti manasam naham tyakshyami tam naram. Bhakti Sandarva 269. The Supreme Lord declares in Vishnu Dharma Puran and Skanda Puran, quote, I will never abandon any person who always recounts my glories, or delights in hearing my glories, or in whose heart, or whose heart enjoys description of my glories. From Krishna Sandarbha 257. Nam nam mukya tamam nama krishnakyam me parantape parantapeti. O Arjuna, of all my holy names, the name of Krishna is the most important. Krishna, 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 eh. Upasya ramadyekon, upasya pradhan, shreshtu upasya jugal, radha krishnanam. Mahaprabhu asked, among all worshipable objects, which is the chief? Ramananda Rai answered, the highest worshipable object is the holy name of Radha Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Radha Krishna Yugal Nam. This is from Brihad Bhagavatamritam 1.9. Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murare Viramita Nijadharma Dhyana Pujari Yatnam Katamapi Sakridatam Muktidam Pranidam Yat Paramam Amritam Mekam Jivanam Bhushanam Me. All glories to Krishna Murari's holy name, the embodiment of divine bliss. It stops the cycle of birth and death and relieves one of all painful endeavors. In practicing religion, meditation, charity, deity worship, and austerity, Krishna's holy name awards liberation to one who utters it even once. Krishna Nam stands alone as the supreme nectar and sole treasure of my life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how the holy name reveals one's siddhadeya. Ishat vikashi puna dekaya nija rupagun Chitta Hari Laya Krishna Pash Purna Vikashita Haya Vajimura Jayalaya Dekaya Nija Surupa Vilas Dekaya Nija Surupa Vilas. When Sri Nam is even slightly revealed, it shows me my own spiritual form and characteristics. It steals my mind and takes it to Krishna's side. When Sri Nam is fully revealed, it takes me directly to Braj, where it shows me my personal role in the eternal pastimes. It's in Prem Vivart, chapter 7. Purna Vikashita Hana, Braje More Jayalana, Tekaya More Swarupa Vilas, More Sira Deya Diya, Krishna Pase Rake Giya, E dehera kare sarva nash. Now blossoming fully, the prem flower of Sri Nam takes me to Braj and reveals to me the pastimes of his own love dalliance. Nam gives me my own siddhadeha, keeps me by the side of Krishna, and then completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mind. Radeti nama navasundara siru mugdam, Krishneti nama madurat puta garadugdam, Sarakshanam surabiraga himena ramyam, Kritva tadeva pivame rasane shunarte. O tongue tortured by thirst, says Raghunath Das Goswami, please mix the delicious nectar of the name of Radha with the wonderfully sweet condensed milk of the name of Krishna. Add the fragrant ice of pure love and drink this charming drink at every moment. Sri Harinam Pru Ki Jai.